Yo, what is going on? How's it going, everybody? It's me, Brent Mukai, voice actor, improv trainer, entertainer. I hope you're doing well, all you sweet, sweet mukuleles out there, you league of extraordinary Brentlemen. All of you Brentologists, you Brentophiles out there, I love you, and I'm feeling it. What's up, Brooks? How you doing? Glad you had a good time in class today, Tommy. I know I caught Shelly on her way out. She's killer. She's a killer coach. She's a killer fucking coach. What's up? I'll tell you what's up, man. I didn't do the podcast on Wednesday. I'm sure that there are some people out there, right? There is like the cynical part of my brain that goes like, nobody's gonna care if you don't do the podcast. Nobody's gonna care. This is the cynical part, but there's another part of me that's probably like, you know what? People might notice. People might know. Some people probably didn't. A lot of people probably didn't. I'm not assuming that people have this on the. I'm not assuming people wake up and go, oh my God, can't wait for the Brent Mukai podcast. That's all I'm thinking about. I doubt people have calendar markings for this, you know? But that's fine. That's fine. I didn't do the podcast Wednesday. I had a good fucking reason. Had a great fucking reason. I was in Los Angeles visiting my girl. And, man, I hadn't seen her for like a month. Had not seen her for a goddamn month. And I missed her. I missed her a whole bunch. I missed her a lot. And I saw her and I was like, oh, yes, this is nice. This is very beautiful. This is nice. I get to see her again. Let's see. Oh, a joke. A nice, fun joke. Let's see. How do you know if there's an elephant under your bed? Your head hits the ceiling. That's barely a joke, Bot Mukai. That's barely a joke. I don't know where my kids are. They're probably in the backyard. Oh, there they are. Brooks, you're teaching me a lot. You're teaching me a lot about parenting, man. I'm learning that you don't always have to know where your kids are. Like when people say, when the commercial comes on, do you know where your kids? It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your kids are? I can be like, nah, and I don't have to worry. I'll be like, I don't know where they are. They'll be like, you're a bad parent. And I'll be like, well, Brooks told me that's fine. And they'll be like, who's Brooks? Your children are missing. And then it gets a little more serious in this scenario, right? Where is the joke? Oh, I don't think you can spam Bot Mukai. I don't think you can spam him. Boom. What does a spider's bride wear? A webbing dress. Oh, Bot Mukai. You are killing it. You are killing it. He doesn't tell jokes all the time. He needs to think of the jokes. You can't just... He's not a fucking joke machine. I mean, he's a machine, but he's not a joke machine. You know what I'm saying? For those of you on Facebook, have no idea what I'm talking about. I have a robot son on my Twitch feed. Twitch.tv/Brent Mukai, if you want to go check that out. He tells jokes. He talks about my social media. He's just my robo son. So accept him. Okay? Scoop JD, thank you. Hashtag leave Bot Mukai alone. Saw my girl. Went in. Caught a bus. Caught a fucking bus. Let me tell you what about this bus, too. There is a phenomenal bus called the Mega Bus. Okay? And the quirk with this bus is that if you buy your tickets ahead of time, the first ticket costs $1. $1 for a bus ticket. And then they go incrementally up from there. So $5 and then like $10. And then I bought mine for like $16-17. Both ways. So the whole trip cost me about $32. About $32 bus ride, bus ticket. It was phenomenal. It's great. What a steal. The bus used to be a double-decker bus. And it was nice. It was comfy. It was amazing. I was all about it. Mega bus. I was like, cheap prices and a lot of space. I rarely, on any mega bus trip I ever took, I rarely had to sit next to somebody, and I fucking loved it. Loved every minute, every piece of that bus ride. I was all about it. But now they're not double-decker buses. And I was like, what happened to double-decker bus? Security guard was like, I don't know. I guess they just sold them. I should have gotten more bus rides in. It's like you don't know what you got till it's gone, people. This is some real ass shit right here. You don't know what you got till it's gone. I finally know what that song was about. That song is about being sad that the mega bus is no longer double decker. That's exactly, that's all that song is about. Oh, man. You don't know. But anyways, that's beside the point. Megabus took that out there. It's nice, cheap. It was. I was like, fuck yeah. I took 2 days. 2 days just to chill with my girl. Left it in the morning time. Left at like 6 or whatever. Got there by noon. Now it's just a bus, Gossamer Goddess. Used to be worthy of being called the Megabus. Now, just a bus. Just a fucking bus. Not the Megabus anymore. Now it's the fucking bus. Oh, that's not even funny. Why did I laugh? It's because it's stupid. Anyways, okay. It was a good time. Got on the bus, you know, was driving, rode around. I love being driven. I don't like driving to places if I can help it. I'd rather be on a plane. I'd rather be on a bus. I wish there was a train. I want a fucking train. Welcome to the a bus. It's an A bus. A bus. It's not an A bus anymore. Now it's just a C plus bus. It's a C bus. This bus was a bust. More like mega bust. Am I right? hitting all of these jokes, people. You're getting the full force. The full force of me not talking to everybody for a whole fucking week. That's what's happening right now. I gotta make up for lost time. Every sentence is a gem. if only that were true. If only that were true. Anyways, took a bus out there. The bus formerly known as Megabus. Exactly, Gossamer Goddess. Took a bus out there. Took the train over. Walked down. Bought her some flowers. Last week on the podcast, I was talking to you all about how I was excited. I was going to go see my friend Shelly on the podcast stream. Said, mate, take us some flowers. She's not Australian. She's British, so that was a weird, mate, just take us some flowers, mate. Shrimp on the barbie. But yeah, it was good. I took her some flowers. She was like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy. You brought me flowers. That's exactly what she sounds like. She's like, oh my God, you brought me flowers. Anyways, big things happening for me. 29 now. Happy birthday, Moxie. About to have surgery. It's all coming up, Moxie, dude. It's all coming up, Moxie Fox. It's all coming up, Moxie, and I'm happy for you. Good shit, homie. That's what I like to see. I like to see that. Cobra Mukai. Joke first. Joke hard. No shame. Cobra Mukai. Joke first. But sensei, joke the leg. Joke the leg. My mind just went to shrimp on a Barbie doll for some reason. It's because they call it a Barbie. I don't know why. I don't know why these Australians are crazy out here, but they call them a Barbie. That's fine. Heavy creamer scoop. Ugh, I thought I sensed some heavy cream. What's going on, homie? Hope you're doing well. Hope things are going good. Here I am. I'm with my girl. I know the question is, what'd you guys do? Not a lot. Not a lot. And that's what I like. Not a lot. I mean, we had a little nasty time. That's fine. That's what we do. That's what it's about. It's not about that. It's obviously it's not just about the nasty time, but it doesn't hurt. Let me tell. I don't know why I said that so sad. Girl, it doesn't hurt. Those nasties, they don't hurt. Good. I got rid of those losers off Facebook, Brooks. It smells nicer over here. Hell yeah. Come over to the Twitch side, baby. I'm now in Bass Pro Shop. Nice. Okay. What are you buying? Fishing rods? Bait? Tackle? So many different options. A box for the bait and tackle, known as a tackle box. So much to buy. A knife, big hunting knife to slice open the fish and eat out the insides, making some sushi. The good old days when you are young and don't have shit to do. Love it. Ah, yes. Sexy time. Come on, grab your girlfriend and go to very distant lands. Sexy time, but up. Sexy time, but up. Some rope. Wow, you about to have some nasties, unusual? We getting into some crazy nasties? We doing some of the tie up nasties? You know what I'm saying, dog? You know what I'm saying? Anyways, Why am I talking like this? I don't even know. You know, we chilled. We watched like some movies. She has not started her job yet. So once her job starts, she is going to be fucking working like a lot. So I don't know what that situation is going to be like at all. But man, after a month of not seeing her, and you know, we didn't text a lot. I was trying my best to give her some space because she was moving, you know. So yeah, you know, I'm doing my best. I'm playing this by ear here, but after a month, I'm not gonna lie. A part of me was like, is this still right? You know, not is this still right, but like, how's is this gonna be weird after not seeing each other for a month? Like, what's this gonna be like? You know, just this dumb monkey brain shit that goes on when you don't, you know, when you just start assuming the worst. And I kept kicking those thoughts out of my brain, but, you know, I'm on the bus and I'm going over there and it's just like, okay, let's make sure that things are good. And they are good. Things were good. We saw each other. It was like, you know, it was like we hadn't been apart. She's still goofball city. I'm still goofball city. We just laugh a lot together, man. Like, that's to me, that's what it's about. If I can joke around with you. Also, I embarrass her to some extent with, like, the goofiness sometimes. Sometimes I'll say some shit. She'll be like, we are in public. And I'm like, and it just, and she turns red. And it makes me laugh even harder because it's like, oh, man. Like, she's embarrassed. And it's making me, it brings me joy. Maybe that's wrong. If that's wrong, I don't want to be right, man. This podcast brought to you by Rope. It's dope. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Rope Podcast, where we talk about all the ropes, every type of rope you can imagine. We got frayed rope. We got regular rope. That's all the ropes, everybody. This has been episode one. Thanks for joining us. That's the end of the podcast. Goodbye. don't even get me started on knots. That's a different podcast, though. That's a funny idea. Like, some guy who just keeps having podcasts about, like, just really, like, simple things. And he, like, wraps the podcast in one episode, but he just keeps creating a new podcast. It's like, all right, that's a... Welcome to the Knots Podcast, everybody. Today we're going to be talking about knots, you know, tied knots, frayed knots. That's all the knots. Thanks for joining me. Join me next time, except there won't be a next time. This was the last episode. Goodbye, everybody. Bro, my parents are a foot away from me in the car. I don't need to explain why I'm laughing today. Just tell them you're watching a cat video. That's it. That's all. Scoopy, Scoopy, Jess. We'll see you soon. It's nice to see you, Jess. Thank you for coming. Today on Push and Rope. Knots Podcast. Let's get naughty, folks. My old youth leader was always embarrassed his now wife in public, mainly by telling embarrassing stories about her. She never tried to stop him, never even trying to stop the joke. Your girlfriend might not mind. She doesn't mind. She just pretends like she minds. She does get embarrassed, but I think there's a part of her that enjoys how stupid I am. Which is exactly why. What up, homie? Yeah, I'll give you a little kissy back. Some Brent kisses in the chat. Brent is as cute as a cat. Well, thank you, Moxie. I appreciate that. I've always thought I was as cute as a cat. Maybe even cuter. Hold a picture of a cat next to me. We'll see who grabs more attention. Let's see. I wonder if I'll get more people to stop in if I just have cat videos playing behind me. Right? Like, how... like... maybe I just need some cats. Cats compilation. Cats compilation. Cats will make you laugh your head off. Funny cat compilation. All right, let's do that, shall we? 94 million views. 94 million views. That's fucking bonkers, everybody. That's fucking bonkers. All right, let's watch this cat compilation, shall we? Let's see if this wrangles in more people. If people are like, oh, man, I just want to see more. Check out these cats. Oh, cats, man. Cats are funny. Oh, shit. Wrong one. My face isn't even on right now. There we go. Look at these cats. Look at this cat has a I just remembered this podcast is partially an audio podcast, so maybe I should make my face a little bigger here. This cat doesn't even care. Making my face big, looking at cats. Look at this cat. He's just like, oh, he's just sipping water. What a fun cat. These cats, just cats, man. People love cats. Anyways, I'm going to have that playing behind me. Let's see if I get more views from the sheer fact that I have cats playing behind me, shall we? It's a cheap ploy. It's a cheap ploy. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with this being the cheapest ploy, the cheapest thing I've ever done, for sure. Just I got cats. Is this all I have to do? Is this how I get internet famous? Just put more cats. More cats, everybody. That's the answer. Y'all are fucking around. Is that cool? Y'all are fucking around. Why are you doing anything but making more cats? Why are you doing anything but making more cats? I'm in. Good, Rob. Thanks for joining me, Broheim. Stop and think about it for a minute. Why did I make my face bigger for an audio podcast? Well, I just want to describe the cats, but I also made my head bigger so that I could, you know what? I don't have a good answer for you, Nikki. If I'm being totally honest, I don't know why I was talking. There was no reason for me to say any of the shit that I just said. You got me. You zinged me, brah. You zinged me. Oh, man, these cats playing with children. Children and cats. Great combo. Children and cats. Because the kids are dumb. You know, they're small. They don't know what to do. They're just children, you know. And then the cats. Because adults, you know how adults are going to interact with cats. Cats are just going to be adults with cats. Kids, it's like you don't know what's going to happen. You know, you don't know what's going to happen with these. See, look at this kid. She's just punching the cat. The cat's like, ha, stop hitting me. She just keeps hitting the cat. See, no, oh, man, the cat's just pawing at her. Oh, you see what I'm saying? Got to entice the audio onlys to check the stream. You know it, dude. Check the stream. Check the video later on. Twitch.tv/Brent Mukai. YouTube.com/C/Brent Mukai. We're on it. We're fucking on it, guys. Anyway, I'm going to stop commenting about the cats. Keep telling you about what's going on. What's up, Commander? How you doing? Hello to you. Did you come because of the cats? Is that what you're about here? Let's see. Heavy Creamer Scoop, thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for the... Oh, man. Commander, then my plan worked. My master plan. There's nothing more pure horror than seeing a random cat meowing at you at first and completely annihilating your face ever so randomly as this destroy. Cats are brutal, man. Let me tell you, man. Cats still got that killer instinct in them. Cats, like, because, you know, cats evolved and they were from, like, ads. Am I right? Cats evolved and then they became like they were from like tigers and lions and shit, and now they're smaller, but they still got that killer instinct in them. You know, dogs, they lost all of that. A lot of dogs just lost that. A lot of dogs are just like, well, I'm just happy now, you know. Cats are still, man, they got this. They are killer. This cat with a plastic bag on its head. Woo, I'm back. Nice. Came just in time for the cats. I will say, I like the friendliness of dogs more. If I'm visiting your house, I like the friendliness of dogs. I do. Dogs are more like, okay, cool, we're friends right off the bat. Cats, you got to earn it. So if I'm going out over to your place for like a little bit and you say I have a cat, I'm probably not even going to see your cat. Like, that's the thing. I'm probably not even going to see your cat. I'm probably only going to, Three Scoops of Lady. Hey, thank you, Voice, for the sub gift. Appreciato. League of Extraordinary Brentlemen, thank you for that. I'm going to give you some Brent Naughties and some Brent Kissies. And why don't you give some hearts or whatever you want in chat. Give some hearts. The small dogs are angry at the world, though. They'll eat if they can. They will, but like, dude, cat on a treadmill. Cat videos, though, cats are always more interesting to watch on video because they're thinkers. They're thinkers, and they're like, you don't know what you're thinking. You don't know what you're thinking. With a cat. Look, this cat right here, he's like, the guy's like pushing his chest. He's like, oh my God. Oh, this cat is the best cat. What a friendly cat. Hey, thank you for the sub to Nikki. Voice, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate the support. It's just support. It's like a way to support the channel. And I mad respect. Broheim, thank you so much. So yeah, I'm here and I'm chilling and, you know, what's going on with me is, I'm starting to get views. This is crazy. Like, viewers are starting to come in randomly because of the cats behind me. And it's like, it's hard to argue. It's really hard to argue with results. Maybe I should just have cat videos playing behind me on every podcast stream. That will tend to be cat's head in a Kleenex box. Classic cats! Classic cats. Dogs are just gonna eat the bologna. You throw a piece of bologna at a cat, there's a million reactions. Probably the cat's gonna just look at you like you're an idiot and be like, why'd you throw that bologna at my face? But you never know with a cat. They're more interesting animals. So in LA with my girl, doing my thing, man. And, you know, it was a fun time. Came back on Friday morning. Did like an overnight. Did an overnighter. And it was nice. Brent's model becomes adopting cats for the live stream. Why was the cat afraid of the tree? Because of its bark! Now, this is highbrow. We're getting highbrow with it, people. So yeah, I'm, you know, like, this is, you know, man, it was just a good time. I keep also thinking maybe at some point I will do like a review channel where I review like nerdy stuff that's going on. And I don't think my processing power can handle all this. But anyways, you know what types of cats go bowling? Alley cats. Perfect plan. Just add cats. Hey! Voice, thank you. And thank you, Moxie, you're now a member of the League of Extraordinary Barentlemen. I appreciato. I just pure appreciate that. Thank you. I'm just a guy watching cat videos right now, so Big Daddy V is your hookup. If you hear me, thanks, Voice. Welcome to the fold, my Scoop friends. All right, so yeah, you know, I mean, hit up some great food places out there. LA, man, got some great food. It was just a good time. Just a good time. You thought it was an actual talk stream, but it was me, cat videos. I just take off my mask, and underneath my head is somehow just cat videos playing on repeat. I'm like, Old Man Jenkins? Nope, it wasn't Old Man Jenkins. It was a cat being afraid by a toaster. oh, man. But, yeah, I think I'm going to go moving forward. Let me also say moving forward, I'm trying to figure out more content that I can do, you know, more content for, major hamster versus mummy. All right. Well, I got to click on that. So, yeah, as I'm trying to come up with new content, I keep coming back to, like, doing reviews of, like, cartoons and anime and video games and shit that, like, will give me an excuse to play this stuff. And I love that. Phone live streams in Vegas. What would that look like to you? What would that look like to you? Tell me that. Jackbox with the boys? Hell yeah. I do love Jackbox. I do. I am a Jackbox fan. I will not lie. Ruh-roh, come on, gang. I actually just got back here in Vegas, unfortunately. It's fucking hot as shit right now, dude. I'm telling you. Also, the video production on this video, they are shaking the camera, making it seem like there's a pyramid and the whole thing. Brent checks out cool places, I guess. I don't know how well my internet reception will hold up on the strip, though. Live stream. Oh, man, I missed that. Been a while. Yeah, dudes. Yeah, my dudes. He's Cat Mukai, and he'd have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you pesky kids. Cat Mukai. It was me, the sketchy guy from earlier. Remember how I obviously hated everybody showing up to the museum? And now there's a problem at the museum that will close the museum. And I have the motive, and I'm one of only two people you've met in this town. How could you possibly imagine it was me? I don't have Verizon. I do have Visible, which I love. It's a service that for $40, it's like the generic version of Verizon, but you're on the Verizon line. And I actually, on my bus ride over to LA, I was watching this anime, the entire trip over, and I am addicted to this anime. It's called Kuroko's Basket. It's a basketball anime. And it is like, seriously, it's just an action shonen anime. For those of you who don't know what shonen means, it's like targeted at younger boys, and it's like, you know, it's like there's a hero and all this stuff, and it's a hero anime, but instead of fighting, they play basketball. And all these guys have like special abilities and special powers. It's really fucking good. The Fun of Voice Acting with your host, Brent Mukai. 70s music starts. Hitting the road. See you later, Moxie. Thanks for stopping by. Call it Trippin' with Brent, your Vegas show. Ooh, that's nice. That's nice. The one thing I don't like, though, is like... I don't know. Maybe I'll try that out. The vlog thing, I don't like so much. Because I feel like I can make so much more content just in my home. You know, like I have the green screen. I have all this stuff. I could just put a picture behind me or like videos behind me and just review stuff and talk about stuff. But I don't know. I'm still figuring it out. But that's the type of content you'd like to see me do, is go out into the world. Is there any type of content you would like to see, like, that I just do? Like, I don't know. I've been thinking about dubbing, doing some dub stuff. What would be along with it? More content is good. That's true. The content stuff, the reviews, I think would be fun. Because I'm already watching stuff. I can actually give you information about IRL streams. Oh, that's awesome, dude. It would be better for you, actually. Yeah. Yeah. I don't go out much, though, is the thing. I'm not like I'm going out into the world. Like, if I traveled a lot, if I just went out and did a bunch of stuff, I can see that. But, like, I'm not naturally that dude. So, I don't know. It might be, or I could just be overthinking what it would make me. But the chat makes characters together, and you make a voice for him. Oh, that would be fun. That would also be very fun. Let's see here. Okay. These hamsters, man. I'll just keep playing hamster shit behind me. Just some Hamtaro. We're getting on Hamtaro-esque right now. I was listening to the back catalog the other day, and I thought up a tagline for you. Brent Mukai, the voice of fun. Ooh! I like that. I like that a lot, actually. This is what I can suggest to you. Buy a SmoothQ smartphone stabilizer. Basically, are using a selfie-like stick, but it's not. What it does is when you walk, it stabilizes how you walk with filming, so depending on your camera on your phone, it'll look cleaner instead of just palming your own phone in your hands. It's quite nice and around 100-ish. Okay. Okay. I'm always looking for good buys for the stream, you know. Let me write that down. Smooth Q. Smartphone stabilizer. I feel you. Thank you for the tip. Jiyun Smooth Q, if you look on Amazon. I'll for sure. I'll check it out, bro. So, man, took the trip. I mean, today, taught another class at the studio. I was at the studio last night. That's why I didn't stay 3 days, or I probably would have stayed a third day. I taught class last night. It was a lot of fun. It always is. And, man, it was just good. It was just good to chill, hang out, watch some Deadpool, got high. Oh, it was so nice. We got high together and just, like, laughed a whole lot. Just fucking, oh, and ate a bunch of food. Like, just the exact things that you would want to do when you are trying to vacation and relax. So that was really cool. Trying to think of what else. I mean, her friend came in, one of her friends from Vegas came in to town, and they were just chilling. So that was, they weren't just chilling. I was also chilling. So I got to meet her friend. My camera is lagging. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of effort. The next upgrade I need to do before I get anything is I need to get a better processing card or a video card or, you know, whatever it is so that these streams can be higher quality. That's going to be a thing too moving forward, you know. So, yeah, but I got to produce more content, I think, overall with what I have already because I can be putting out a lot. Let's see here. Yeah, let me say this, like, I'm still in my head about the whole, I'm still very much so in my head about, a long distance thing, you know, I'm not gonna lie. It's intimidating is what it is. It's not impossible. It's not weird. It's just a little intimidating, which is, you know, not unlikely, you know, it's not an unheard of, feeling to have, I think. It's just, having a camera wouldn't affect it streaming, it's just a lag in my internet is what it is. It's the processing. It'll slow down if I have too many things going on at once is what I notice. So that's what keeps happening. If you set your camera's default on 480 by whatever, I think it gets you the most optimal feed without lag. Oh, okay. I'll change my settings. I'll reduce the resolution output. See, here I go again, being slow. Anyways. Let me skip this ad. A lot of hamster videos. A lot of hamsters. Hamsters are the new cats, everybody. Look out, cats. Look out. Hamsters are the new cats. So yeah, it's been, let me change that right now. In fact, let's see how that works. Resolution. ...640 by 480. Where did I go? Where am I? What happened? Oh, maybe I can't change the settings while I'm still here. Maybe that's it. Or maybe I just disappeared. Let's see. Let's try that one more time. Because I just reappeared. 640 by 480. No, that's not me. It's not me at all. Huh. Oh, that's what happened. Let me come back up. Do that. Oh, now I'm just not here. Where did I go? Where am I? Oh, so much craziness. Where am I? Where did I go? Oh my goodness. I disappeared. I just ding-dang disappeared. All right, I think I gotta re-put this in. So let me reduce me, and then let me re-add myself into the... There we go. Whoa! Why am I so big now? All right, now let's... First of all, let's close that up. And then let's get smaller, shall we? Let's get a little smaller in here, up in this piece. Bang. Okay. Let's increase my size. Let's increase that size, and then let's just take this down below there. Just down below there. Cool. Okay. Yeah, I can't even notice a difference there. That actually looks not bad. All right. And no more lag. Perfect. Thank you, voice. Appreciate it, man. Uses less power as well. Hells yeah. Hells to the yeah. Okay. Sweet. So here I am. Swoop. Why is this funny to me? Disembodied voice. Yeah, that's me. You know it. But what's happening? RGE Audio Crew is going to be super confused. Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. Brett McKay, podcast listeners. Sorry, I'm being weird. Sorry about that. Halloween video behind you. Return of Spooky Mookie. That's you know, October's coming up. It's about to be time for some spooky Mookie. This Mookie is going to be spooky. Anyways, watching that, been watching that anime. It's been very fun. I'm almost done with it, I think. I am, it's getting good. Everybody's got a superpower. One guy, the idea is very intriguing because It centers around Kuroko, and that's why it's called Kuroko's Basket, and it's about how he was on this team of the best middle schoolers of basketball in Japan, and his special power, there were five of the greatest, this generation of prodigies, right, in Japan for this, For this show, they went to middle school together. They were known as the Generation Prodigies. Nobody beat them. They won all 3 years of middle school, which in Japan, I guess there's 3 years. And now all of them went separate ways in high school. And there was this sixth guy that nobody hardly knew about that was also on the team that everybody equally respected on the team. But this is Kuroko. So he's this guy that nobody knows about. He comes out of nowhere and everybody's like, who is this? Why is he so good at basketball? But here's the trick. He's not good at basketball. He can't do anything except pass extremely well. But when he's playing in a game, he can pass. He's like magical. He's magical with the passes. So he can literally just like somebody's coming at him, boom, boom, boom. So his power is that he's really good at teamwork. And that's why, and it's called Kuroko's Basket because he believes his style of basketball, that teamwork is the key to winning. Whereas these five prodigies get so good that when they go their separate ways, they're the star players on their teams, even though they're freshmen in high school. They're the star players. They're the best players. And they try playing just by themselves, just being good by themselves. And it's Kuroko with his team, and he gets on a team, and this guy comes from America, and he's really good. And yeah, it's a great show. It's a great ideal. The premise is good. I like it. I'm a fan of the show. Sports anime. I never thought I'd be into that, but I'm into it. I'm here. I'm into it. Just started Hero Academia. Dude, you're in for a wild ride, Unusual Egg. It is fucking good. It is really good. Ah, JoJo. Commander. JoJo. It's Bizarre Adventure. Oh my god. It is so fucking good. I did not think I would like it this much. A lot of people were talking about it. A lot of people talking about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure out here. A lot of people, telling me watch it. Actually, no. All the JoJo stuff that nobody I knew had really watched JoJo's. But, people online were talking about it so hard, it felt like somebody was telling me to go watch it. So I finally was like, okay, first season, not that good. What did you think? What are you thinking of Hero Academia, Unusual Egg? Commander, what are you thinking about JoJo now that you finished it? It's so fucking good. Last summer, watched Seven Deadly Sins. It's coming back. I hear the next season is better. They dropped the ball. They fumbled a little bit on season two. It wasn't as good as season one, in my opinion. They changed. They did a whole shift of how the show was. So rewatching parts of season two, there are definitely moments of Seven Deadly Sins that I fucking love and enjoy. So we'll see. Yeah, dude, UA, really good. Fun stuff. Fun stuff all around. Podcast just dropped. Oh no. What? Did the podcast drop? If the podcast did not drop, type 1 in chat, please. Please let me know. If you can still hear me out there, please let me know. Type 1 in chat. Let me know that the podcast has not dropped yet. Maybe it's just me, but everything else is fine. Oh, sweet. Okay. Okay. My buddy just messaged me. That's the noise you're hearing. He's like, podcast just dropped. Good. It's just you. Because last episode, the podcast fucking dropped, and I did not know, and nobody told me, so I was talking to myself legit for like 10 minutes straight. Like 10 minutes. I was just 10 minutes, I was just talking, and I was like, oh, I guess nobody in chat has anything to say. My shit froze, and I didn't know. And it still looked like everything was fine on my end, and I was, man, I just felt stupid. Anyways, thank you for typing one. Good. To hear. Been watching me some Puppets. The new Dark Crystal came out. Cool. I'm a fan of that. Commander, thanks for typing in joke. How do you find Will Smith when he's lost? You just look for fresh prints. Yeah. Yeah. These are the jokes, people. These are the motherfucking jokes. Anyways. JoJo's I fucking love. It is so good. It is so fucking good. Also, Commander, thank you for typing in commands on Twitch. I forgot that I should have a commands button. Anyways. Fuck, I could talk about... See, this is why I want to do a review video, is because it's like, I could talk about these animes that I've been watching. I could talk... And then it's like, there's an excuse for me. Then there's like a good excuse for me. No! Did I just get disconnected? God damn it. Just got disconnected. Going live again. Going back on live. Hoping I don't drop out. What a fiasco. What a fiasco. What a fiasco I am a part of. Anyways. I hope you're still all with me. I hope you're still all with me here. I only went out for like a minute, so hopefully I didn't lose people. Hopefully I didn't lose anybody. But this time I got alerted, so that's good. This time I got alerted. Last time I was off for 10 minutes, and then I tried to come back on, and it didn't alert anybody because it's like, you idiot, you went off for 10 minutes. Nobody's here anymore. So cool. It's weird for a sec. Sweet. Yeah, I was. The stream ended. because it had to, and then I just clicked go live again. So here I am. It's the second video. But yeah, I'm thinking about doing these videos first because I think it'll be something easy I can do. I think it's something I can be entertaining about. It ended. I just restarted it. So I just restarted the stream up. So here we are. Here we are. I'm back, people. I'm back in the game. I'm back in it. Okay. So, man, I took a big old tangent. I took a big old tangent, lost the stream, and now I'm back. So this is it's kind of funny. Anyways, trying to figure out what I'm going to how do I end this now? What is that, Shelly? I'll tell you what it is. It's a fucking rat. I don't know. It's mice. It's cute mice that people like and enjoy. Don't look at this ad. No more ad. No more ads for you. Giant maze labyrinth for kittens? Hell yeah, they do exist. All of y'all were fucking running. It was a hamster. Yeah, like a hamster. It was a hamster. That's what it was. I couldn't think of the name for it. What up, sleep paralysis demon? How's it going? The max you should have, 22,2500. versus partnered. Yeah, I'm somewhere in there, so. Oh my god, somebody created this whole ass maze just for cats. That's crazy. look at these cats. They're so confused because they're cats. Anyways. I didn't work a lot this past week. That sucked. Like, I didn't, like, because I was out Wednesday, Thursday, and part of me was like, I took my travel mic out with me and was like, let me work while I'm out here. And then it just didn't happen. I was like, it was really mostly just in case I booked, like, an actual job. And I didn't book a job Wednesday, Thursday, so that was nice. I didn't actually have to, work, which was just a nice little vacation, and now I'm back, and now it's time to work again. You know, thus is life. I gotta be more chill about just taking a break every once in a while. I gotta be more chill about that, Commander. We can play something tonight. I'm gonna be playing some games tonight on twitch.tv/heyscoops. In about an hour, in fact, at 8 p.m. Pacific time, I will be back not on this channel, but I will be on the Hey Scoops channel playing in the Cream Team. My buddy Jolly Green is sick tonight, so he will not be joining me, but I will be I'll be chilling and doing my thing. So, and I don't really know what I'm going to be doing. Oh, look at this cat. This isn't even a maze. I guess it's sort of a maze. I guess it's kind of a maze. That one cat just jumped out of the maze. So that's just sort of like, okay, well, you didn't put the boxes high enough. This sucks. This other cat does not have hops. This cat is legit looking at the camera like, what the fuck did you just make me do, bro? He's like, why the fuck did you... He's like, why are you putting a sticker with a ribbon on it on me? This cat is just sassy, and I like him. He's like, the fuck are you doing? He's like, you filming this shit? The other cat's like, here, I'll kiss you. I'll give you some cat licks. It's cute. It's cute cats. Very cute cats. The other cat's like, hell yeah, give me them licks. Ooh, cat heaven. Cat heaven city. Oh, now we're showing the reverse of the cat moving through, which is always very awkward to watch reverse videos. Man, when I started today, I was like, oh, I got so much to talk about. And then I slowly realized, like, oh, man, I didn't do a whole lot. Went out to L.A., didn't do a whole lot. And that was fun. It was so much fun fucking not doing shit, which is the moral of the story. Moral of the story here, folks, is fucking relax. Every once in a while, just relax. Relax your asshole. Just let it hang loose. Just let it hang loose. Just let your asshole, your whole asshole, And I don't mean your ass. I mean your asshole. You don't realize how tense it is. All these people think they have constipation. You just got a tight asshole. You gotta relax it. How do you relax it? You go. You play. You have fun. Have some fun, people. Go out. Be who you're going to be. I don't know why I got preachy at the end here. I don't know what else. What else am I even going to talk about? I'm telling you my plans of the future. I told you what I just did. Booked a fun job where I got to play a Hawaiian guy. Talk about some tools, but they wanted in a Hawaiian accent. You know, just the natural, the norm. This dog. They're trying to put a dog in a maze. This dog is going to take forever to get into this maze. I almost guarantee it. Also, the maze is not very complicated at all. It's really just you have to, as long as you keep walking forward, you're going to get out. Like, this maze, it's more of an obstacle course than it is a maze, and I don't like that. I wanted an actual, legitimate, I wanted a maze. Like, I want to full out, like, just confuse the fuck out of your animals. The animals need strategy. Let's see how smart your animals are. Maze. I don't want to see this shit. Cats are smart enough to figure out a maze. Don't give me this. Don't give me this bullshit. Dogs are not going to thrive at this. Dogs are going to be like, what is going on? Yeah, see? You're just walking forward. The dog's just like not even into it at all. He's just like, what? I'm sniffing. There's balls here. He's like, what the fuck? And then he's just jumping. He's about to be jumping over. He's about to be jumping over this fucking, ugh. Dog's just not very smart. That's it. Not as smart as cats. They're smart. Some dogs are pretty smart, but not as smart as cats. Smartest dog versus smartest cat. That's like the smartest physicist versus the smartest tennis player. It's like you're smart for a tennis player. You're really smart, you know? I wouldn't expect you. But for a physicist, you're like, oh, yeah. For a physicist, though, that guy wasn't very smart. You know, the stakes are higher. That's all. The stakes are higher. But imagine this. Imagine a video playing behind me. Like, all the fun stuff, and then I'm just talking shit about stuff. Imagine that. Well, that's kind of all I do on the podcast anyway. But, oh my god, you're putting a dog against a mouse? This mouse, man. This mouse is... It's a mouse. It's not going to have time. It can't look over the maze. This mouse is confused as fuck. He has no... He does not have good vision. These mice... They're not about this life, dude. It is hard. It's hard being a mouse. Because the dog's big. The dog's bigger. This mouse barely can do shit because he's a mouse. Wonder if the pooch's name is Grace so she can be an amazing Grace. Oh, I'm loving that. I'm loving that. Rude, LOL. I'm sorry. I'm not bagging on tennis players, but you're not going to tell me the smartest tennis player is as smart as the smartest physicist. That's just not. You take the 10 smartest physicists and the 10 smartest tennis players. It's going to be a big gap in IQ. That's all I'm saying. Big IQ gap. You take a mouse versus a dog in a physical competition, guess who's going to fucking win that? The dog. The dog every time. Not always the case. You're right. Maybe there's some physicists who are also tennis players. But I mean, like, you know. When you're a pro tennis player, you're not reading books. You're getting ripped for tennis. You're getting too busy getting ripped for tennis. There are some smart people with weird jobs. There definitely are. But man, to be a physicist, like, those motherfuckers. I can't even conceive of the types of shit that they're doing. And I know that there's different types of intelligence. I was saying it for the purpose of the joke. I was making a funny. I was trying to make a funny here. I can't wait. I'm going to eat something. Be back in a little bit. Twitch.tv/HeyScoops if you want to come by. This is the end. I'm winding down. I'm getting hungry. I'm feeling like, man, what do I want to eat? You know, this is... I've been streaming for like an hour. I've been streaming for an hour. If you take out the minute that I was out because my stream had dropped, I've been streaming for an hour. Life's good. Life's good, people. You know, I'm booking work. I did not audition as hard this week as I wanted to, but I'm going to audition tonight. I'm going to audition tomorrow. And it's just going to be a good time. We wore out Brent already. Nah. It's not jet lag because it's the same, you know, like, it's all this cat. Now you're putting a cat in the mix. Cat's going to win. Cat will have the best time, hands down. Now I got to stay on the podcast long enough to see if this cat wins the competition. The cat's going to win the competition. This cat is a baby cat. He is thoroughly confused. He's like, why did you just shut this door on me? I am a fucking cat. Dang, me tripping him out must have done something to him. This cat is just like, this is a baby cat. Baby cat. He's all his endurance. Wonder how he did that. Man, this cat's going to win the game. I almost guarantee it. And it's unfair because that cat was just scared because he's a baby cat. He's like, why am I getting locked out? Who would do this to me? I'm a baby. Why would you do this to me? This cat's trying to cheat too. He's like, damn, I'm climbing over all the boxes. Cats FTW. Cats for the win, homies. In a maze situation, in an outsmarting situation, cats. Cats. Intelligence-wise, cats. I'm taking cats. Overall. You know, overall. They forget cats climb. They do, but this is a baby cat, so it's tough. It's always tough. I just want to see that this cat wins and be proven correct, that the cat is the obvious winner of this competition. This cat is trying to leap over. Damn, this cat is like trying to hack the game. This cat is trying to turn the matrix into zeros and ones over here. If you don't like cats, you're a pussy. Thanks, Gossamer Goddess. Man. Yeah. You know. We ended up watching Deadpool 2. We didn't watch the whole movie because ended up getting high, falling asleep. Getting a little nasty, if you see what I'm saying here with the cat. This cat is like legit just like, I'm over this. He's meowing. He is like, I'm done. Get me out of this fucking box. I hate you. He's looking up at the fucking camera like, dude, I see you with the camera. This cat's breaking the fourth wall. Like, literally, he's like looking up through the ceiling being like, damn it. He's even hesitant coming out. Who won? Who won the competition? Oh my god. The dog won. Oh, I talk too much shit, dude. Snowball wins. Snowball wins, everybody. Cats is like, forget you, I'm leaving. I know, the cat was just over from the very start. Cat was just like, dude, I'm done. I hate you. Goodbye. The dog was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna walk through this shit. But the dog's a little older. Dog's got a little age on him. This is not a young dog. He looks small, but if you look at his eyeballs, he's got the tear stains. That's how you can always tell it's an older dog. Older dog's got the tear stains. They've seen some shit. You know, they got the tears right here. They're like, ooh, I'm old. That cat was young. That was a young cat. That's like putting a 25-year-old man in a maze against a 6-year-old girl. Who is afraid of being in the maze, does not understand the concept of a maze. It's tough. It's tough out here. Anyways, everybody, thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for putting up with my dumb shit. Hit me up on social media, at Brent Mukai, BRENTMUKAI. Let me know what you want to see me do for my 100th episode, because it's coming up. This is episode 97. I'm 3 episodes away from 100. Man, I got this cool green screen. There's been a lot of growth in 100 episodes, people. It has been just fucking cool to see the growth of this shit. I just celebrated a year a few weeks ago. Now I'm about to celebrate 100 episodes. Let me know. Let me know what you want to see. Hit me up. Social media, Brent Mukai on everything. BRENTMUKAI. And if you're not already... If you're growing up before our eyes. I know. I get to watch myself grow up. It's crazy. It's insane. Yeah, follow me across Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever it is that you like. Hit me up. I'm always available. I'm always free. I want to answer your questions. I want to talk to you. Linda Baker, what's going on, homie? Thanks for stopping by. Torching that kitty. And thank you, Shelly. You have to come up with a cat Brentism. I'll do that. I will be doing that. That's what I'm out here and I'm all about. So, you'll be seeing more content from me soon. I'm going to stop showing this ad. I'm just gonna pause the videos in general on this on these two cute cats. Hopefully the cats thing wasn't distracting. Let me know. Hit me up. Peace, everybody. I love you for listening to this podcast, too. I know I'm starting to do a lot of visual gags. Come join me. Come watch it. Or if not, just keep listening. Just keep listening because I think I do a pretty good job of narrating. Of narrating what's happening so that you can enjoy it, too. And if I'm doing a shit job at that and you're listening, you're like, I wish you would stop doing that. I wish you would be better at that. Then let me know that, too. Thank you for listening, everybody. I'm humbled every time I come on this podcast and people are here to watch. People are here to listen. I love y'all. This has been the Brent Mukai Podcast with me, your host, Brent Mukai, voice actor, improv trainer, entertainer. Oh, what happened here? Okay. Entertainer. Let me get bigger. Hold up. Let me send me out in the right way. Okay. Entertainer, and you stay sweet, you mukuleles. Goodbye. Cats are smarter than dogs, and more often than not, physicists are smarter than tennis players. Thank you. Good night, everybody.